So let's go into roasting some buns. Oh, I'm excited. So this is Goddess Rachel's very first Mistress Hot Seat. For those of you listening at home that may not be familiar with the Mistress Hot Seat, what we do is we will have a link that you submit your questions live to so that you can hear the mistress answer your questions directly from you live. And we get to know our mistresses a little bit better. And so I will kick it off. We've got Goddess Rachel tonight, and I'm so excited. So this was from Sissy Kimmy. She said, I have listened to one of your audio stories. How many audio stories have you done? And when you're making them, do you get turned on? Do you get turned on, Miss Rachel?
Well, to answer the first part of the question, it's impossible for me to quantify. I actually, if you count the little audios at the end of group blogs, the audio versions of blog posts, the free audios, the custom audios, the store audios, I cannot answer that question. Hundreds, maybe? So there's that question. And in terms of whether or not I get turned on when I'm making them, that's actually the barometer by which, I mean, does this still need work? Or is this what it's supposed to be? Because if I get wet while I'm writing and or recording, then that's sort of me being able to say, yeah, that's it.
I got it. Goddess Rachel has a pussyometer.
That's exactly. The pussy's the barometer. That would make a good chant. The pussy's the barometer. Okay.
I love that. Hadley, why don't you take the next question?
I'd love to. So, none of us spend all of our time here. So what are some of the things that you like to do when you're not here controlling cocks and collecting sissy girls?
Well, this may be surprising to some people, but I have a large back to the earth hippie streak. Call me Farmer Rachel. In the warm months, I do a lot of gardening. I try to grow as much of my, some foods, especially greens, as much of my own produce as possible. Berries and greens and tomatoes and cucumbers, peppers. And I make stuff. I grow a ton of basil so that I usually end up with something like, I don't know, maybe a quart of pesto that I freeze in ice cube trays to use throughout the winter. You know, I go kind of wild with that sort of thing. I'm a big DIY person. I'd rather thrift something than the only thing I really am willing to spend a lot of money on is shoes and purses. And like self-care, you know, like waxing, massages, skin treatments, mani-pedis. I will spend money on that stuff and on my hair. But other than that, I am very parsimonious. So bargain hunting, buy nothing. I don't know if anybody's heard of the buy nothing groups, like on Facebook and stuff like that. I'm big on
buy nothing.
Part of those.
Are they like bartering?
Yeah, well, it's pretty much you go in there and you make sure that it's not crap that you're offering. And you just say, I have this. Who wants it? It can be anything from cardboard boxes if you're moving to, I've seen people just give away furniture. You know, they don't really need the money. They could sell it, but they don't need the money.
They just want it gone. When I'm moving, I just want my shit gone. Like, money's great, but just take my shit, please.
Exactly.
I saw somebody give away most of a gallon of milk because they were going on vacation and they didn't want to spoil.
Well, now I've seen that too, but you're not strictly supposed to give away like perishable stuff. But like conversely, somebody else can come in there and say, I need a new monitor for my computer. And likely somebody's going to be like, I have one. It's this size, blah, blah, blah. Works perfectly well. I just don't need it. You know, like, so I do a lot of that kind of thing. I am also a nerd in certain ways. I am, I don't know if this counts as nerd, but I have a little bit of an unhealthy obsession with medieval Europe. So
oh, that's super nerdy, girl.
Okay. So lots of books. Okay, I just didn't know if that counted. Books, documentaries, all that stuff. I'm a pretty dorkily obsessed Anglophile, actually. Aww. Like the accents from England, Ireland, Scotland, even Canada, Australia, the realm. Is an actual kink of mine. So basically,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, you go to Renaissance festivals,
Patty. If you say about, I can't even do it like you do. I will touch my vagina. So, yeah. Well, you know what? New Zealand, definitely. I don't get many South Africans, but I would probably finger bang myself to that. So, yeah.
That's right.
And, you know, the word again, Patty, the way that I've heard some Canadians say that word, I think they say something like again. Oh, my God. I will smother you with my vagina. So, and also in those parts of the world, they tend not to circumcise. And I love an uncircumcised dick. So.
Ooh.
Girl. So yeah, and oh, I like to watch tennis too. So that's a little bit of what I do when I'm not wrangling sluts and sissies.
Thank you.
I love that, Miss Bianca. Ooh. Why don't you take the next one?
Well, Little Birdie around the Empire has, you know, it's well known that Mistress Constance has a crush on you. What do you think about that?
Oh my God. Oh my God. I've been trying to get up in that butt for so long. I've despaired.
What in the butt?
Yeah, I would do any yeah. You know, have you guys ever heard around the Empire me talk about how I think I have to consider myself straightish? If somebody asked what is your sexual orientation, I'd have to say straightish because I'm pretty obsessed with dick. But I am sometimes struck by sapphic lightning. And
I mean, Constance, the way you say finger bang, I mean, oh. We've got a few of us hot and bothered over here. So
well, I'm not saying we can't do anything about that.
Oh yeah.
Because pretty much all of you, all of my fellow mistresses, I have been struck by sapphic lightning because of you. Many a time. So, you know, it would get pretty, there'd be an organically created slip and slide if we ever got together when we're all in the mood. So.
Oh, shit. This car wet, wet. Got to change a bed set.
Yes, yes, yes. Just be aware I have an oral fixation. So, and I like butts.
What about Miss Harper? Take the next question.
Oh, no.
Harper, are you there?
I got a full-blown 3D hallucination when she said she liked butts. So I firmly blame Miss Rachel for me forgetting to unmute myself. Ooh. Miss Rachel, if you could bring three items to an island that you could not live without, what would they be? All of your necessities. are covered.
I need necessities to be defined. Like, are you talking food, shelter, water?
Yeah, the necessities, the stuff you have to have. You gotta have food, shelter, water.
Medicine? Is that a necessity?
Yeah, medicine's a necessity.
Okay, let's see. Well, I definitely need my boyfriend. I mean, some people might say, why can't you just bring a dildo or something like that? There is no substitute. A, for him. B, for real live, throbbing dick with the force and ardor of a man behind it. So he'd have to come with. Let's see. I need some ability to parse knowledge, you know, like maybe if there's a satellite that will allow me to have Wi-Fi so I can watch my documentaries and, you know, read stuff. I wouldn't want to haul books all around. Plus, they'd probably get rotted in the salt air. So some ability to maintain Wi-Fi. And let me see. If I have food, that means unlimited types of food. Sunscreen. Let's say that. Well, no, that counts as medicine, I think, or it would. Okay, this definitely isn't medicine. I need the ability to do mani-pedis. So.
I love that.
Perfect.
Wow, chef's kiss. Ooh. Michelle, take the next question.
Ooh. Well, Miss Rachel, I love female rappers, and I absolutely am in love with Afrobeat right now. And my favorite artist at the moment, or that's been pretty consistent, is Megan Thee Stallion. So I am curious to know what types of musics, artists, genres that you enjoy.
Well, this is going to be a boring answer because you know how people say, I like everything but country and opera? I like
Who are
everything.
Those people?
Well, you hear it.
Oh.
I like everything, including country and opera. Like, except I will say that country, I prefer that stuff that's like before 1980, like classic country. Yeah, I love Dolly. But the closer it gets to folk music, the better I like it. Mm. You know? So there's that. And then I also have to do I love Patsy Cline and Loretta. But I have to, like, in terms of pop, believe it or not, the pop music of my early teenagehood that everybody says is supposed to be like the height of pop, I wasn't that into it, you know, like, the early 2000s, like, I like some songs by Britney Spears, for example, but I like the songs after her downfall better. You know, like Womanizer and, you know, stuff like that. The stuff that's kind of wacky, but the bubblegum pop, so cute, tight. I never got into that stuff. So that's my answer. Everything except those little caveats.
Well, there was a second part to that question. Do you sing in the shower or car?
Yes. And I sing while I'm vacuuming. I sing in the grocery store. If I have my earbuds in, I have been caught thinking I was singing quietly when I was not. You know, I have no shame.
I love it. Thank you, Rachel. You are wonderful.
How are you?
And Miss Crystal, why don't you ask the next question?
What are some of your favorite types of sessions?
Oh my. Butts. No, okay. Let me see. I like coerced by anything that has to do with butts. Coerced by, yes, butt stuff. That's right.
humiliation. I like all things cock control. And I like impact play. I'd say those are all probably the top five.
Love it.
Yeah. You guys, you have to go. Becky, that gif is hilarious. Is that Christopher Walken?
Yes. Don't you love him?
That is.
Thank God. That's amazing.
Well, we have time for...
I'm sorry. Oh, go ahead. I was just going to say that Callie wants to know what my favorite implement is for impact play. She just asked that in the chat. And my answer is I love the classic, the lo-fi classic wooden spoon.
Ooh,
that's for real. What is it about the wooden spoon? That is mine too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love a wooden spoon. That is, I don't know where I imprinted on that, but.
Oh, my favorite's the wooden hairbrush.
Ooh.
Oh, hairbrushes.
The old style. Oh,
I've broken a couple of those with the mess.
One of my favorites.
Those flat paddle brushes that you use, I love those because the head is so wide on it and they're so sturdy.
Wide head.
Oh, yeah. Flip it around and hit them with those bristles too.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Extra tenderizing.
Well, Goddess Rachel, you have been a fucking pleasure tonight. Genuinely.
It's
but
a pleasure.
Yeah. And honestly, I'm so glad we had you here for Bratz. Those tests are amazing.
Good.
I think I'm going to try to take one of them because I think I'd probably score.
I'll be interested to see what you come up with.
That's right. I will let you know.